Hello, hello, and welcome to Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson, a podcast about prioritizing passion. Each week, we cover topics in the personal development space, including things like money, finance, business, entrepreneurship, mindset, and seriously, whatever else I'm feeling extra passionate about that week. These conversations are meant to encourage you to prioritize your passion. Welcome to the party. I'm so glad you're here. Let's get into it. Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. I am here with my co-host, my fiance, my travel buddy. You guys know him as Casey B, and we're back for another week. We've been busy, as usual. We've been busy all summer, but this past weekend, we went to Montana to visit family, and it was a trip. What did you say today?
What a long, strange trip it's been.
Yes. So we kind of figured it out that this is our, I think, sixth time going to Montana. Casey's brother lives there. For a while, two of his brothers lived over there. So we go about once a year in the summer. And this trip was, it's kind of weird. I just kind of want to just get into it, just talk about it, because I don't know if we're going to do toast and roast, because there was like a lot of highs and then a couple lows from the trip in general. But normally, we love road tripping, and that's like our thing. And Casey drives, and I don't drive, and we just go somewhere, and I don't mind, like, you drive, and you would rather drive than fly somewhere.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So that's a piece of it, like, I feel like we should point out, is that even though you're the one who's always driving, you would prefer to drive than fly.
Oh.
So, and I don't even know where to begin. So at the end of last week's episode, I kind of touched on it, but my car has now been in the shop for over a week, and it's going to be there for like another week.
But to be fair, I didn't give a go ahead until we got back.
To be fair, we took the car in to get a little checkup before we left, and then
it didn't check out.
And they said, this is my roast, obviously, along with other things. The day before, we took the car in 2 days before we were going to leave, so it's a little bit extra leeway time. Or like 2.5 days, because we took it in after work, and then he can work on it while we're at work. And I just thought we were going to get an oil change and look at one little thing that you kept saying is an easy fix. And then he did an oil change, right? And then did the easy fix. And then he said, how was it running before? And you said, which every time I asked you if it was running good, you said, yeah, it's fine. And then you talk to the mechanic, and then you go, and then I just, like.
Well, because we had that issue. I wasn't lying to you. I told you, I mean, because we had that incident in Port Angeles.
Where it got too hot.
We got engaged.
And it was 100 degrees out.
Yep.
And we're driving around, and I thought it got too hot, and
it was acting up.
It was acting up.
And it was acting up on the way back from there, too, but I figured it was just, I told him to check in on that, too.
So now, basically, long story short, it's going to be, like, $1,500 to get my car fixed, and he said if I would have taken it to the dealer to get it fixed, it'd be, like, $4,000. So, you know, I'm grateful for that and everything, but I was just not expecting it.
No one ever expects car trouble,
but like the most annoying thing was I was talking to somebody about it, and they're like, yeah, when that, it's the timing belt or whatever. They said, yeah, when that happened in my car, it was really expensive. And I'm like, yeah, but you had that car for 10 years or whatever it was. And I've had my car less than a year. It's not brand new. Obviously, I bought a used car, but it's just so frustrating. And it was just so frustrating because that is our comfortable car. The truck is not as comfy. And Casey told me the AC works in the truck. Told me over and over again. Yeah, it'll be fine. And we've taken long trips in the truck before.
We took it to Montana last year.
And it was not fine. It was not okay. And I love going on the road. Like, I love road trips. And I honestly, this is a weird thing to even say. And I don't, obviously the trip was worth it because we spent really good time with your niece and nephews and your brother. But it was almost not worth it.
Like, because of the driving aspect.
They were, the children were wonderful, like so wonderful. Like they were so good. It was so fun to see them. And it was just really good. But before we left, I was in a mood and I was like, I don't even know if we should go. And I think I was right. Because it was, I am not being dramatic. Casey thought I was being dramatic. On our drive over there, we left after work. And so it's like after 3 p.m. and then we're driving. So we're leaving from Tacoma, Washington, and we had planned on staying in Spokane, Washington. It's about a 5-hour drive. And it was, you know, highs of 95 plus the entire time we were gone, the entire time we're traveling. Everywhere we went, it was the same. It was around 95 degrees for a couple hours a day, more than a couple, like yeah. 6 hours a day, it was over 95. And we do not do good in the heat. On our drive over to Spokane, or was it the next day? No, it was the next day. We got to Spokane and it was kind of the evening. And so it was getting warm, but we left at 3, got to Spokane around 9-ish. So it wasn't the worst. It was, you know, cooling down for the day, but Spokane is so hot. It was still like 90 degrees when we got there at 9 p.m. But we checked our hotel, went to a brewery, and then went to bed, and we're just so happy. The hotel was nice, had AC, it was good, you know. And I like Spokane. It was all good. Then we went and spent time with my brother, who lives in Spokane. The next morning, we went to the park, and it started getting really hot. And we were driving around in the truck, and he was getting hot, we were getting hot, and we're like, Casey was saying, okay, I think the air conditioner works better, you know, if we're going fast.
but it does.
And we were in stop and go kind of traffic, the way that Spokane is set up is like stoplight, 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 stoplight. And so it was just getting so hot, and it was getting better when we're going fast, but still not amazing.
I mean,
and then we left Spokane, we got on the highway, and I was like, okay, I think it's kind of working a little bit better. But at this point, it's literally over 90 degrees when we left Spokane, and we had 4 hours of driving to do. And like an hour and a half into it, I thought I was gonna have a heat stroke. And you're all like, it's fine, it'll be fine. And it was not fine. It was so bad.
Oh god.
I'm not mad at you about it. I'm just mad at the situation because it's
well, the other thing too, I didn't tell you till later that like I closed all the vents towards me so you get more airflow to your side of the truck.
While I was dying, and then we had the Yeti cooler. Thank God for the Yeti cooler. Like the best investment you've ever made. We brought the Yeti cooler up into the truck. It's a bench seat, so put it in there. And all that we had in the cooler, we had some waters, drink them all.
What else is in the cooler? It's just beer, huh?
It's just beer. So we're driving through Idaho, and I have like a nice ice cold beer, like one on my forehead, one on the back of my neck, and then I'm taking like ice cubes and just melting them all over my body because I'm just dying of heat.
Oh god.
And I don't, oh my god, it was just a lot. I'm just, the whole every time we drive to Montana, you know, it's part being there, but the road trip aspect is a major part of it because it's about 9 hours from here to there. And we stop and stay in Spokane or somewhere along that area every time. So we do kind of a half day of travel, stay the night, and another half day of travel, and then the same on the way back. And, you know, you want to stop and go to fun places or sightsee, or there's like little places we like to stop along the way. And we were just dying. We're too hot to even do anything. I don't know. I've been talking too much. You talk. I'm like putting such a damper on the entire trip, but it's hard because that's what I'm remembering of the entire trip. Do you feel that way too?
No, I totally like blacked out while I was driving. So.
That was a scary thing too. So I was really bad on the way to Montana. Casey was really bad on the way back. Like you were really bad.
I was shaking. It was really bad. Yeah, it was like my vision was all splotchy and yeah, it was not a good time.
It was not. And then, well, when we're in Montana, you're like, yeah, I think I can fix the air conditioning. I just have to like charge it. What? I thought, no. And then you went out and that it was worse. And then on our drive back, like the air conditioning was not working like at all. It was blowing.
It totally failed.
At certain points, I thought it was blowing warm air. And then I'd turn it off and I was like, no, I guess it's not blowing warm air. It's just blowing the same air.
Like
so a little
cooler.
Bit of movement is better than this literal oven of the truck. I feel like I'm being so dramatic, but I'm not.
It would have been so much worse if the canopy wasn't on.
That is true. And we were both so dehydrated when we got to Montana. You know, everyone's there. They're like, you want a beer? You want to relax? I'm like, I just need to drink more water. And then, oh God. What else do you have to say about the trip?
Well,
that's how I feel. Even people at work today, like, did you have a good time? I'm like, yeah. Like, it's just so over, like, my body is still angry with me, I feel. And
yeah.
It is, and normally, maybe I'll feel better about it in a couple weeks because I know I'm such a nostalgic person. But
we saw bears, grizzly bears.
That was the best part of the trip. So I wanted you to talk about that. Go.
Oh, go. So we were floating the, what was it, the Whitefish River?
The Flathead River.
Flathead River. And yeah, we came around this bend and we were about to get out of the river and this beach they call Party Beach. And yeah, like maybe 200 yards upstream or upriver from where they usually take out, there's two baby grizzly bears just hanging out. And then
They were so cute. They were so cute. So should we back it up and talk about the entire rafting situation? Should we talk about the rafting situation after? But
I don't know. Just keep talking. I don't care.
Well, the bears.
Duh, bears.
So we were in a little inflatable kayak. And then the rest of the family was in a raft. So in the raft is Casey's parents, Casey's brother and his wife, and Casey's niece and two nephews. They're all in the raft. And your grandma. And we were in an inflatable kayak. And so.
And then we had two other people.
Oh, yeah. And then Casey's brother's friends were there. One was in.
One was in an inner tube.
Like, this entire trip is just a blur to me because I really think, like, my brain was fried from the heat.
Oh.
And literally, my body was fried from the sun. I got burnt on this rafting trip. And there was a guy in an inner tube. And then a guy on a stand-up paddleboard floating along with us on this river. And so before we get into the bears, let's talk about rafting.
It's a lot more fun on the inflatable kayak.
So every time we go to Montana, Casey's family gets really excited about going rafting. And your brother has a raft. And it was really cool the first time we went. You're in the most beautiful scenery. It's like right next to Glacier National Park, which is a lot of people's favorite national park. And you're floating down the river. It's beautiful. And I think of rafting as like whitewater rafting. It's not whitewater rafting.
No.
And I understand, but there's children there. It's different, but it's just floating down the river. And then it's like you see a little bit of a rock and a little bit of white water, and it's like, whoa. It's not exciting at all.
Oh, you got excited though in the kayak.
But yes, exactly. That's what I was going to say. So we've done it so many times now that I am just like, oh my gosh, rafting. It's just a long period of time for me to not be doing anything. And like when I love fishing, and it's very kind of similar to fishing, but if fishing, I'm doing something the whole time. When you're rafting, you're just sitting there.
That's the great thing about fishing on a river is you're fishing in the slack time.
Yeah, that's what we found out when we went fishing about a month ago with Terrence on the river. We're like, we both said right after we got done, we're like, oh, that was so much more fun than just like rafting, like bringing your fishing pole is so much more fun. Like the whole time we're like doing something. And you cast out, you reel it in. You cast out, you reel it in. And then, I don't know. It's just me personally. I just have a hard time sitting still for that long. And so then we went, and they're like, you're going to be in the kayak. I was like, oh, this sounds more exciting. More like.
My brother named that kayak the Beaver Slayer.
The Beaver Slayer. So it's an inflatable kayak, and that's the way to kayak, because I'm not a real good kayaker. Like, when people where we're from are like, we're going to go kayaking on the lake. Why would you want to do that? I sound so negative all this time. But it's a lot of work. Kayaking is a lot of work in the still water, I feel. I have no upper body strength. But on the river, it just pushes you it just lets you go. So anyway, so we're in the kayak, and then we go like around this bend, and we see these two bears. I would say they were like, they were cubs, but they weren't tiny. I think they're like teenagers.
Yeah. It's like when we talked to my sister-in-law, she was like, oh yeah, those were, that's probably from the last year's litter or whatever you'd call it for bears. It's like, they're probably like 1 year old.
Yeah.
But
1 year old and bear years, I feel like, is different
than people years. Or it's like less than a year old. It's like the mama is still with them.
Yeah, they were not like cubs, but they were not full grown bears. So they were really cute, but they were bears in the wild. And they could have jumped in the water.
Yeah.
And it was very close to where, like you said, Party Beach, where they normally like pull up to shore and eat and like have hot dogs and hang out. And so then they're like, oh, well, I guess we're not going to go right there. But they were so cute. They were right there. And they're like looking around, looking at us. Then one of them stood up. Oh my God, it was so cute.
Yeah, Abby freaking screams. And then
your niece. Yeah.
And one of the bears just stands up on its hind legs and just looks around. And then they both just dip off into the woods.
Yeah, they went back into the forest. And then, so instead of stopping off at that beach, we just stop like right across the river, as if they can't come over. Like literally like right on the other side of where we saw the bears. Oh. And there were people at that other beach where they would normally go, and so they were yelling over to them, hey, we saw some bears over there. And then,
hey, there's two grizzly cubs on your side.
But it was so awesome to see grizzly bears in the wild. That was really cool.
Did you see them when they were up on that shelf, though?
I saw one of them. There was the mama bear. I saw one of them. So then we're at the beach across the river. And you see if it like goes up into the forest, kind of. And how high do you think that shelf was?
It's maybe like 40 feet up from the river.
So your dad was like, oh, look over there. There's more bears than it was a mama or just a full-grown bear.
Yeah, there was two full-grown bears, and I saw one cub, and I was like, oh, I don't want to be over there.
Walking through the forest. That was crazy to see. And, like, that was the best rafting trip I've had.
Yeah.
Because we actually were like, we got stuck, but we were actually feeling the rapids or whatever you call it, and like, woo, this is fun, whoa, instead of being like just sitting there.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I liked it. I liked the inflatable kayak. It was fun.
I was getting nervous though, because the left side of the kayak was deflating like halfway through. I'm like, I got a problem here.
Yeah, we were losing air.
Like, how many more rapids do we have to go through? Because I hope there's no big ones, or else we might go over.
And you broke your flip-flop.
And I broke my damn flip-flop, so I'm one-footed as we're trying to portage through the river when we got stuck. Oh, God.
And Casey has some of, like, the most sensitive feet ever. Like, he cannot walk, like, on a sidewalk without having shoes on, without...
Those rocks freaking cut my foot open.
So, at one point, we got stuck on... It got really shallow in one spot, and... Oh. It was like, this was actually quite exciting. So, and this was where everyone was saying it's called like the pour over. So, you know, we're not going over that. That's what your brother kept saying to your parents. We're not doing it. We're not going there. Like, we gotta go around it. That was like the one part where it's like really sketchy, kind of, and even for the raft. And so, because it's like really shallow on one side of the river, and then like big rocks.
That's like a 4 or 5 foot drop.
Yeah, that would be scary. So we're like in this little kayak and we're trying to get over to the other side, but it gets so shallow, like the boat bottomed out. we're just trying to scoop. We're just like scooting.
It like, didn't maybe we help just... that we were deflating at the same time.
We're deflating and we have like space to still go to get back to shore. Like, we can't just get stuck here. And then the raft, Casey's whole entire family is just long gone at this point.
Oh, God.
It's because that's right where the rapids are, the current. It is a current.
Yeah, it's a current.
Where it's like really fast right there. It's like the one spot. I was like, oh gosh, this is pretty sketch. And so we get stuck. And then at this point, Casey's flip-flop had been broken. He was just a disaster. And I was like, okay, I'm going to stand up. And I had my shoes still. And I'm like, I'm going to walk the kayak closer to like where it's a little bit deeper. But the current's pretty strong, and so I would say, Casey, help me do it, but Casey can't even walk. He has no shoes. Or he has one flip-flop.
You asked me, why were you just, like, holding the kayak back? And I'm like, that was the only thing keeping me from falling down.
I'm trying to move the kayak. Casey's literally holding it down to the rocks. And I said, what, do you just want to stay here? Like, we gotta go.
I'm like, oh, come on. I'm like, fine, whatever, fine.
Casey can't even stand up in the current. Like,
I can stand up. I'm like, oh, God, no more sharp rocks,
like,
please.
Let go of the boat. Like, you don't have to carry the boat. I'll carry the boat. You just get yourself over there.
Oh, God. And then after we got through that whole thing, my brother pops up with a flip flop, not the one that I broke. Says, "Hey, I found your flip flop, brother." I'm like, "It's not mine." I'm like, "Well, is it for the right foot?" I'm like, "Well, that looks like it's for the left foot, so that'll work."
Yeah, that was crazy that they found a flip flop like right after we got stuck and gave it to you to wear, like. What are the odds?
I'm like, this is freaking nasty, but yeah, it needs to happen.
But why is it nasty? It's just a flip-flop.
I don't know. I find those kind of things gross. I don't wear other people's shoes.
But I was saying, you know, this is a... At first, I thought we were going to have to do a lot more work on the kayak and be like, row, okay, to the left. And even in the kayak, it was still not that scary.
No.
But you mostly paddled the whole time until it was like... If there's rapids, then we'd have to do stuff together. And it was actually really fun in the kayak. I would do that again.
I just kept on telling
you. I really don't know if I can raft again, though.
After that, no. Yeah.
It's so anticlimactic.
Yeah, I just kept on telling you when we were in the rapids, I'm like, point it straight into the wave.
Well,
it's like, if we go sideways into it, we will go down.
I was trying my best, and I was on the front of the kayak, Casey's in the back, and so we're going like straight into these waves, and so I'm a lot smaller than Casey. I'm just bouncing all over the place. I feel like you weren't even bouncing at all.
Oh, I was. I was getting splashed like crazy, that's for sure.
I was also getting splashed like crazy. That was fun. What else did we do?
Oh, God.
It's all a blur. The other thing is that, like, your family doesn't really do fireworks, and that makes me sad.
We do. We used to a lot, but my brother's dog does not like fireworks. So me and him were talking on the 4th of July, and he's like, man, I love blowing stuff up, but I can't do that to my dog, Chubbs.
Yeah, well, if we would have stayed in Washington, we couldn't have done fireworks anyway. So.
No.
Burn ban. So.
Burn ban.
Whatever. Maybe someday it'll rain again for the 4th of July and all will be right in the world.
You remember those days when it would rain on the 4th?
Literally every 4th of July of my life.
Sheesh.
Sheesh. So we also did a day of breweries in Kalispell and Whitefish. And that night we stayed in Whitefish. And it was that was a fun day. Last time we went to Montana, we had a day where we did a bunch of breweries, you and me.
Remember? Yeah.
Yeah, or bars or whatever. And it was just the two of us because your parents were watching the bebes while the other most recent bebe was being born. So that was really fun last time. It was definitely not hot out and went last time, and we went to some places that were really fun, and it felt like there was nobody out and about for whatever reason. Maybe it was the middle of the week. I don't know, but
it wasn't 4th of July weekend.
Yeah. So 4th of July weekend, in Kalispell and Whitefish, a little busy. I guess a lot of people want to go to Glacier National Park for the 4th of July. Good for them. Kalispell, we went to Kalispell Brewing, and that was really good. And it was not insanely busy, actually. That was fine. And then we went to one of my favorite breweries, Sacred Waters, and that place is really cool. Long time ago, we did the beer episode where we talked about all the breweries we went to in the last year, and that was really fun. So if you want to listen to that one, we talk a lot more about breweries. Wanted to go to Bonsai Brewery, where we went last time, and they were closed, so that was a bummer. And I guess Whitefish area is suffering, as with the rest of the country, where people just don't want to work because they can make more money not working than working. So I get it, whatever, but it's annoying. So, and it was just really busy everywhere we went. So we went to a couple. All of your brother's suggestions for dive bars we went to, which are pretty cool.
Yeah, that was pretty fun.
So we went to this place called the Remington, and it was like this dark dive bar with a bunch of keno slots.
And a live poker table.
Yeah, there were people playing poker. That was cool. And it was like attached to this Mexican restaurant. So it was kind of weird because it seemed like a bar where children would not be allowed. And there was like a group of six boys playing what's it called?
Are they playing shuffleboard?
No, not shuffleboard, like the one with the gun.
Oh, they're playing buck hunt.
Buck hunt.
Yeah.
So that was funny. It just felt very Montana. So that was cool. And then we went to this other bar that was a sports bar dive bar called the Bulldog Saloon. And that place was cool. It was a sports bar. I was hung out there for a long time. But it was crazy because they were just doing literally fast food, dropping the fat fryer and french fries, frozen chicken strips. That's literally what they were cooking. And they said they had an hour wait on food. And it was not a big bar.
No.
It was not very big. It's like a long, skinny bar, but there was not that many people there. It was just weird that happened. But the bar was so cool. They had like all the sports memorabilia up. They had a ton of pictures of bulldogs, which are my favorite animal. So that made me happy. And then we had a long conversation about the bathrooms because there was some pornographic images.
Those bathrooms.
They're funny.
They were funny.
And then we went to another bar that was really dingy called the Palace.
Yeah, that was by far the dingiest.
Yeah.
Probably the dingiest bar I've ever been in.
Ever?
I think so.
I'm trying to think of the dingiest bar I've ever been in. I've definitely been in one dingier than that, I feel like.
But no.
I think it felt more dingy because there was nobody in there.
It felt dingier after I went to the bathroom in there.
Was that your fault?
No, it was not my fault. In the bathroom, and it's a freaking giant room that has two urinals and a toilet with no stall right next to the urinals.
That's so funny.
Just directly adjacent.
You were saying this bathroom was like the size of like a living room.
It was like a good sized living room. And it was just completely empty.
That's so weird.
Other than like two urinals in the middle of one wall, then just right off the end of one of them, a toilet.
So, riddle me this, Casey. Would it be better? would it be better to have the urinals on one wall and then the toilet on the other wall facing the urinals?
Yeah. Yeah, it probably
would. Actually, it would be because then your urinal, when you're peeing at the urinal, you're facing away. I just can't even believe that they have a toilet in the men's bathroom without a stall.
And then it's not even like a stall separation either.
No, there's literally nothing.
It's nothing. It's nothing.
And why was the bathroom so big?
It's like shoulder to shoulder.
I just feel like they like have to like host fight clubs in there or something. I didn't probably see it, but from what you and your brother were telling me, it makes no sense.
Oh my god. Yeah, that was ridiculous. I was so confused when I went in there. I was like, what the hell is this? What is going on here?
Oh, it's so funny. Oh my gosh. And then I woke up in the morning, had breakfast with the family, and drove to Spokane.
Yep.
And almost passed out.
Yep.
And then I was like, the last night we stayed in Spokane before driving home. And normally when we do like a trip like that, that's like a last hurrah, like a relaxing day, you know, you're like doing stuff with like people to see, like things on the agenda with like the whole family, the whole crew. And then, you know, on our drive back, it's like, okay, it's a day to kind of like relax, decompress or whatever, and like do something like not everybody else would like to do. Maybe we got to Spokane. It was so hot. Checked in the hotel and just like, I could not even like move my body. I was so tired and I was just drinking water, so much water, and nothing was making me feel better. And there was like places I wanted to go, downtown Spokane. It was literally like a block away and I couldn't bring myself to go outside.
You're like, no, that's was way too far.
I'm like, I really want to. Like, I paid for this hotel. Like, I want to go, but I just can't. So we stayed downtown too because, jeez. It was just a whole thing.
Sheesh.
It was a whole thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. So what was your favorite part of the trip? Or top two?
Top two. I liked hanging out with my niece because she is in that age when it's fun.
So it was your niece's birthday party and just like the family. It wasn't like a birthday party like with a bunch of kids or anything. But she is like the perfect age to get presents for. Literally everything she opened, she was so excited about, and that made me so happy. Because, I mean, probably in like a year and a half or 2 years, it'll be like Christmas and she'll be like, I wanted this one instead, because that's just what kids do. But she was at that age where she's like, oh, a butterfly net. Oh, I love these stickers. Oh my gosh, I just love it. A makeup kit. Oh my gosh. Like, she was just so happy about everything. And then it just brought me so much joy.
Oh, and what was she calling me? You call me KCB?
So I call... So she calls you Uncle Casey, obviously. Uncle Casey, Uncle Casey, Uncle Casey, like talking to you all the time. And then I call Casey, Casey B. And then she goes, at one point I said, Casey B. And I told her to do something. And she goes, Casey Bumblebee.
It's so funny. It's
so funny. It's so cute.
But she loves you too.
Yeah, she's so sweet. And she was being so nice. And it was, she just turned 5.
So 5. She's grown.
So she's perfect.
Oh, that was fun. I like going to Wallace too.
Just, yeah. Abby was obviously the highlight of the trip because it was her birthday and she was being so fun. And she like wanted to hang out with us, which is nice.
Yep.
But on our way back, I'm just like, it's not even funny. I'm just still like delusional from the whole trip, but we kept wanting to like stop, and then there's really not a ton of places to stop on I-90 between where we were in Montana and Coeur d'Alene.
Oh, we got those tractor seats though in St. Regis.
Oh, that was another toast of the weekend. So we go antique shopping because we're 90 years old and we've been doing this for years and years.
We also play bridge.
We can talk about that too. So there's an antique store we've stopped at once or twice in St. Regis, which is right off of I-90 in Montana when you're about to go north towards Whitefish, Glacier National Park. You're going to stop at St. Regis. And you got to stop in and get the best shake ever. Huckleberry shake. So good. But we get one every year. But on our way back, we stopped at this antique shop. And we stopped there before. And it's kind of a weird antique shop because, I mean, I guess all antique shops are kind of weird. But we could talk about even another even weirder one that we went to. See, just talking about the trip makes me enjoy it more. I'm getting more nostalgic already. It's just going to take a while for the exhaustion to wear off. But anyways, we got some tractor seats, which I've been wanting for a long time. Every time I find them at an antique shop, they are like $70 a piece or more. And so this lady had a whole stack of them for $30 each. So we got 4 of them. So hopefully Casey's going to make some like little bar stools that have tractor seats, which if you haven't sat in one before are super comfortable. So I'm excited for that.
Well, I was going to say, I met a guy from St. Regis today.
Today?
Yep. Yeah. I was talking to him. He gave me a big list that I had to write up at work.
Oh, that big
and,
one?
And then I just eventually started just kind of bullshit with him. I'm like, yeah, I just came back from Montana. He asked me where and told him. And he's like, oh, that's funny. It's like, I'm from St. Regis. And I'm like, oh, really? You had the best shake ever then, didn't you? It's like, Huckleberry? I'm like, that's right. He's like, yep, that's right.
Wow.
One of those good conversations.
You are 90 years old.
Yep, that's right.
So on our way back, we were trying to find a place to stop, and we're just getting so hot. And we pull out to this one place called Wallace, Idaho, which is a very small historic town. We've drove by it, obviously, many times now. We've never stopped, but we're like, maybe we can find just a place. I'm starting to get hungry. Like, let's just get something to drink, something to eat, cool off. We park downtown and it is just open the door and it's just as hot outside. I'm just dying. And we found a brewery and we had a drink and cooled down a tiny bit, and then we found this really cool antique shop/pawn shop, right? Was it a pawn shop?
It was a pawn shop slash antique shop slash
museum thing.
Yeah.
Oddities and curiosity store. It was crazy. And it wasn't even advertised. It just looked like a normal antique store from the outside with some taxidermy. But, I mean, it's Idaho. It didn't seem that weird to me. Walk in. On your right-hand side, it's all guns. It's
nothing but rifles. And I'm like, oh.
And then I was like walking through the aisles. It wasn't a very big place. And I see a duckling, a baby duckling with two heads of taxidermied ones, not live. And I was looking at it and I was like, do you think it's real? Do you think it was real?
Probably not, but it could have been.
I think it was real. I thought it was, but I'm a believer.
I'm a believer in two-headed ducklings.
I'm sure that they exist.
You know where it probably got raised? Eugene in that dingy pond.
But isn't that place where we were close to what you said? The place with
it's a happy fun zone.
Happy fun zone means
it's a very heavily polluted and contaminated.
See, not that far off.
Well, yeah, it could be like Springfield in The Simpsons with three-eyed fish.
Okay, so but then they had another one that was like a goose or a chicken or something. I don't even know what that bird was. It was weird looking. Also had two heads.
I think it was a new species.
And then, if you go around the corner, there was a taxidermied lion, a hippo, a buffalo, and a giraffe, and a bunch of deer. But we've all seen a taxidermied deer. The giraffe really blew my mind. It was insane.
Well, you saw how I was looking at the buffalo.
I haven't even talked about the craziest thing yet. The giraffe was super crazy because I just can't. I've never been to like the San Diego Zoo or whatever where you feed the giraffes, but the height of the giraffe neck just astonished me. And the fur or whatever, it was very cool to look at. My mind is still blown by seeing the giraffe. I was also in a state of like heat exhaustion. So, like, this is how big a giraffe is. Like, it was just like from the neck up, which like is still giant because it's a giraffe. It was crazy. I still feel like you were too tired to even like, because you just were like looking at it. You were in shock. I was, this is a freaking giraffe. Like, this isn't even legal to be taxidermied.
Oh, when I walked around the corner and I saw the lion, it scared me a little bit, but...
Well, a lion is somewhat similar to a cougar, which I've also seen before taxidermy. It was big. Fucking
cat.
But I've never seen a giraffe. Like that. Like, and I don't think I've ever seen a hippo either.
No. That was pretty cool.
I think I've seen a buffalo before.
You know... Yeah, you know how much I was out of it. I was just staring at the buffalo in the face.
And then I'm walking around some more, and I see a mummified mermaid. Like, what the hell is this place?
How'd they get a mermaid in Idaho?
And it says, some lady asked, what's the deal with the mummified mermaid to the guy who was working there? He's like, I don't know. It says on the postcard that we sell. So I don't know if it was real, but it might have been real. And I don't know. It was crazy, though, because it said the story wasn't believable. That's the part that I don't really get. It says that two ships wrecked in the night, and then one of the captains or the crews found this mermaid and put it down in the brig, I guess, and then forgot about it, and then it was found years and years later. And it was pretty creepy, but cool if it was real. But then it said it was, like, sold, like, years and years and years ago, which makes me think, like, oh, maybe it was real. Like, somebody bought it at, like, some rich person auction, you know? Same with, like, if you've seen American Horror Story, the Freak Show one, they talk about like these auctions where they buy
oddities.
Yes, so what that makes me think that maybe those weird two-headed birds were real too. I just don't know. Also, there's a gem shop there, and it's called the Center of the Universe. Or something about Wallace, Idaho is also the center of the universe.
Apparently Wallace, Idaho was a big deal back in the day.
I gotta research it.
Like it.
I gotta interview somebody from Wallace, Idaho. It was.
That's what I gathered from our trip there. It was a big deal back in the day.
It definitely was, and I think there's a lot of places along I-90 that have kind of been forgotten about because obviously people still drive on I-90 all the time. But I think I've talked about this before, like the Great American Road Trip, people don't really do that as much anymore.
No.
So, like, we're going to stop here, we're going to stop there. Like, people just fly somewhere and hang out now instead of doing big road trips.
I like road trips better.
I do too, but not when it's 100 degrees and no AC.
That's why I'm getting a new truck.
So I think that's it. Oh, I didn't talk about my favorite parts from the trip. Obviously, hanging out with Abby. That was my favorite part. Seeing the bears.
The bears.
And then seeing my brother, too, in Spokane.
Yeah, that was fun.
Like, obviously, it was worth it. And every trip we go on has gems and good things and memories and all of that.
We almost died, but we made it.
But it was rough.
Yeah, it was really rough. I did not enjoy it on the drive.
No. And the hard part is that was a majority of our trip.
Everything else, though, I liked.
Yeah. It's just, and then, well, the part too was that we were so exhausted
from
the drive. So the whole time kind of had a little bit of a damper just because we're trying to catch up. And then as soon as we feel better, I get sunburned. And then I can't even walk in the sun because my arm was so burnt.
Like in after one you get spot. Done rafting, I got back to the house and I just laid down on the couch. And I'm like, no, I'm just going to stay here. Abby comes in. What are you doing, Uncle Casey? I'm like, I'm just taking a little rest.
Yeah, I felt like we were just running on E the whole time.
Yeah.
So that was a bummer, but it was a good trip. I don't know. I don't know if I could do 4th of July again. Well, if it's going to be that hot.
Not unless we have a car with an AC.
Yeah, even then.
Then, it'd be so much more tolerable.
It would be a lot more tolerable. I'm tired of the heat. Like, I don't know where I need to move, Antarctica or something, but if this freaking global warming keeps going on, I need to go wherever it is, Greenland. I can't deal with this anymore. My body is not adapting. That was a dramatic turn.
That was very dramatic.
It's too hot. So, that's the end of our trip, right?
Yeah, we made it back home.
Hopefully we have some good stories because you know us, we got something going on this weekend too.
Oh, Jesus.
This weekend we're going to an auction with a bunch of former like NFL players and it'll be really cool, hopefully.
It's going to be super cool.
The only problem is
we're probably going to drive home afterwards.
In the truck with no
AC.
From
the coast.
Oh my god. So this event we're going to, I'm very excited about. Like, so excited about. Like, this is a manifestation for me. I've always wanted to go to an auction and I'm just so excited about it. And it's gonna be with a bunch of cool people, like WSU alumni. There's going to be just really cool people at this thing. It's gonna be a very awesome event supporting a good cause. It's in Ocean Shores on the coast in Washington. So the opposite direction of where we went last time. But the thing is, the event is on a Saturday night in Ocean Shores in the middle of summer.
Yep.
So there's literally like one hotel we could stay at. It ain't pretty.
Nah.
So and it's like $400. So we could either stay the night there or drive, I don't know, all the way back to Olympia, which is like an hour from the coast.
I'd rather just drive home at that point.
I just don't even know. So,
but
the event's like at night. I just, we'll figure something out.
It's gonna be rough, but we're gonna handle it. I mean, we met one of the guys already.
Oh, the people who are putting this on are amazing, and it's gonna be really fun, which is why I want to stay in town so that we can just like have a couple drinks and feel good and have fun. Yeah. But Ocean Shores is like the most touristy town in Washington in the summer.
Yes.
And I've literally only been to Ocean Shores once in my life. And because normally we go to Long Beach instead.
Well, we could go to Long Beach.
Yeah, but that's not where the event is.
We can go to Long Beach after Ocean Shores. That's closer than
home. Well, the thing is, there's like a big inlet. So if you want to stay somewhere else in the area, it's not really in the area. It's like you got to go around. Yeah. Nothing's really close either, which is the problem. I mean, everyone wants to stay on the coast every weekend in the summer. So, and we just got invited to this like 2 weeks ago. So we have not really had time to find arrangements.
What are you talking about? We haven't been busy at all. Nothing's happened.
We're so crazy.
In the past 2 weeks. That's just insane.
Jeez. Okay, but I'm very excited. Hopefully we have good stories. Do you have anything else you'd like to share with the pod, KCB?
If you're ever in Whitefish, Montana, go to the palace.
Hey, go to the bathroom.
Go to the bathroom. Check it out. It's pretty cool.
I say go to the Bulldog Saloon and go to the bathroom.
Go to the Bulldog Saloon, go to the bathroom.
Just do a bathroom tour.
A lot of bathroom talks here. Go to Wallace.
Wallace, Idaho.
That brewery we went to, Wallace Brewing Company. Go to the bathroom there.
How was that one?
Classy.
Nice. Oh, tell everyone about that classy one too. Tell everybody about that bathroom.
Well, I walked in there and it's like they had all framed. It was a framed Playboy calendar from 1970.
I don't know what was going on this trip.
All
with the
way around the bathroom. So it's like,
how was that?
I was like, what in the world is going on this freaking trip? And this is these are the weirdest, this is the craziest bathrooms I've been in a long time. There's a lot of nudity.
So it was framed Playboy?
Yeah, it was framed Playboy calendars from 1970, shot at Wallace. Like, apparently they shot the calendar at Wallace, Idaho, somewhere.
So was it like in a mine or something?
No, it was like in hotels and outside and stuff.
Outside?
Out and about.
Outside?
Out and about. I don't think it was in a mine. I didn't pay that much attention to it.
Oh, sure you didn't. Well, yeah, come on a trip with us. You'll find some interesting places.
Find some great bathrooms.
We know how to pick them. Okay, I have one more thing to say. I'll be right back. Okay, I'm back. So the last thing I wanted to talk about is that it is halfway through the year where I would normally be doing my mid-year book freakout podcast episode talking about all of the books that I've read through the first half of the year. But if you remember, I did a quarter of the year book podcast. I don't remember what I called it. It was for the first 3 months I talked about those books. So I am going to do another quarterly one. So it will be April, May, and June, the books that I read in those months. It was 10 books, so it'll be a little bit shorter than the last one. And then after I'm done with that one, I think I'm going to stop that little series because I am trying to do a little bit of a spin-off series of Pish Posh Pod called Pish Posh Pages. So if you're interested in the book podcasts and reading and all of that kind of stuff, you can subscribe to that podcast and listen to it. And if you're not, you won't get bombarded with it. So that will be coming soon, Pish Posh Pages. And how that podcast format is going to be set up is going to be really quick episodes. I'm thinking like 10 to 15 minutes, maybe even less sometimes, but just talking about a book really quick, not really a summary of the book, but some big takeaways from it, thoughts, recommendations. You should read this book if you like X. You should not read this book if you like Y, and that kind of stuff. And then like big quotes that I love from the book, and like moral of the story, that kind of stuff. So I really enjoy listening to the couple of book podcasts that I listen to. And so I wanted to do something similar, but also very different, because the way I'm going to be doing this will be like very shortly after I finish reading a book, I will do this quick episode. So it won't be how some book podcasts are, where it's like book of the month and then everyone has to read it. So this is just going to be kind of go with the flow. If you've read a book that I've read and then you want to hear what my thoughts are on it, you can. If you think a book doesn't sound interesting to you, then you can just skip that episode, you know, stuff like that. It can also just be a way to get new book suggestions. So that's how I wanted to do it, because I have found that sometimes after I'm done reading a book, I just want to hear what somebody else thinks about it, because it's kind of a community kind of thing when you're reading, and you want to find more people who have read the books you've read, can like have thoughts about it, a conversation. So if I will be kind of announcing, you know, what books I'm reading. So if you want to read along with me, you totally can. It will be kind of like a book club, but kind of not. So that's kind of a back and forth announcement. The first announcement there is that a bonus episode will be coming either this coming week or the week after with the books that I read from April, May, and June, those 10 books, and my thoughts on them. So you can get more book recommendations or just some thoughts on my books if you read any of them or you want to know what I'm thinking about. So I am excited about that, and I'm excited about this little spinoff series that will be coming soon. And I think that's it for the week. I hope you guys liked this episode. It was just a little recap of our trip. I thought we had some funny stories, some good times, and just wanted to be relatable, because I think a lot of the time we see like a road trip being super fun and, you know, here I got my root beer float, and then here we stopped and got this gorgeous picture of the sunset, and then it was all sunshine and rainbows, and our trip was just a lot of sunshine and no rainbows. It was just too hot. So just sharing some of our real stories. And if you want tips for going to Montana, Glacier National Park, Whitefish, anywhere over there, even places in Idaho, traveling on I-90, we have a lot of great stops because we've gone a lot of times, stopped in a lot of fun places. But you know, a new one this time was Wallace, Idaho. So, but if you want more tips on that, seriously, just message me, because I have a lot of favorite places that we've stopped over the years, antique shops, breweries, drive-ins. I got a lot of stops for you, but we'll be back next week. I hope you enjoyed this one. Stay cool, everybody, and party on. Thank you for listening to this episode of Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. I am so glad you joined us. Make sure you're subscribed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. Then make sure you're following us on Instagram at Pish Posh Pod. Then, if you want even more, you can join us at patreon.com/pishposhpod. There are bonus episodes there and journaling prompts for you to use whenever you want. So check all that out. We'll see you next week. Party on. Thank you.